The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's up? My name is Brant. So glad you are listening. Where's my music? I got music for this, the graduation music. Yeah. Can you explain what we're doing with this
Sure. thing? We have apparently been accredited by Brant Hanson to give out honorary doctorates.
Yeah.
So if there's something that you do very well and you would like a doctorate in that, we are handing them out. So call us at 855-90-BRANT and tell us what you deserve an honorary doctorate in. And apparently you will be immediately given an honorary doctorate. Now, this is music for a wedding.
That's what I was thinking,
so I'm not
too.
Understanding why.
Well, it's very confusing to me, too. I thought I had the...
I tried to plow ahead,
yeah,
but yeah.
Sorry.
It's
I thought
okay.
I had the...
Graduation. I'm sure it's
music.
There somewhere. No, Brant.
No,
still,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
It's a classic.
We're not handing that out.
Anyway. Anyway, 855-90-BRANT. Forget the music part.
Honorary doctorate. Yes.
Just a reminder about this show, in case you've been listening for a little bit, all the content on this program is hand-selected.
Yes, that's
true. I have selected it. I have gone through endless content and just picked just the best, the tippy-toppityest, creamiest to the croppiest.
Oh, of course.
Best.
Hippiest.
Hippiest to the hoppiest. It's the absolute, like, hand-selected, artisanal
Yes, there's
content.
A lot of effort. We understand.
Right.
Yeah.
So just today, like, all the stuff I screen out, if you think the content on the show is bad.
Yeah. Or questionable. At
you
best.
Should
yeah.
see the content that gets screened out. Just today, I saw this joke about why is a stone in Germany intelligent?
Okay.
And the answer is because it's Einstein.
Okay.
So that's not
that's
funny.
Not good enough, and so you
it's
refuse
not.
To bring that to us.
I didn't.
I know, yeah.
And won't, because it's not up to our normal standard.
I just
want people to realize there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes to keep that kind of stuff
audience,
off the air.
Brant, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, what I'm about to say may make a lot of sense out of your life, and I'm not kidding. The next 1 minute, if you could listen for like this 1 minute, I'm totally serious about this.
Okay.
It can make sense out of your life. God does test people. I know this from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He tests them. He tests his own people. And it says he's testing them because he wants to know their hearts. Mm-hmm. Like he wants to know, which means their wills in the Hebrew understanding.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know it. And you could be like, yeah, but I'm going through all this stuff. Maybe it's a test. It's not a pass-fail test. That's not the Hebrew understanding of testing, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But the testing is he wants to know your heart. You could say, well, he already knows. But then the word for knowing there is that yada, knowing, which means experiential knowing. Like he wants to experience us actually obeying him.
Mm-hmm. And choosing him.
Choosing him, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Choosing to trust him.
Yeah.
Because he'll show up. I mean, he tries to do it like every day. He'll show up with food, for instance, like what we need. But that's what he's looking for. And so if you're like, so is this a pass-fail test? Is he really testing me? He does, but the idea is... He wants to see us trust him with what we have. He wants to know us experientially. Like he wants to experience us doing this. There's really no choice. I have to be a shock jock. If you want to make a living.
What?
Well, I mean.
There's plenty of people who make a living just by being entertaining
on
the radio. Oh, you can. All right. Well, shock jock it is.
Yeah, so I'm trying this. So I shock you, but I'm rated G, right? So that's how we roll.
Sure.
Try to keep it smart. Try to keep it rated G.
Sure.
So here's the shocking thing I want to tell you. Wood is cellulose, right? I mean, we know that.
Of course.
Cellulose, may not have thought about this, but it's a polysaccharide. So that's a sugar.
Okay.
It's a complex sugar.
Yes.
Ergo, wood is a complex sugar. It's candy. We live, no, follow me here.
Mm-mm.
Follow me.
Okay.
We live in candy houses, technically. And I think that's pretty cool and shocking and something I think you'll want to share with friends. Like, have you ever thought about this? They'll be like, where'd you hear that? The Brant Hanson Show.
Wood is not candy, Brant. You can't eat wood like you would eat candy.
Transitive property of equality. Okay. Cellulose, polysaccharide, complex sugars, sugars, complex sugars, candy. We live in candy houses. Just enjoy it. Hey, Sherry.
Yes.
Can I ask a favor?
Sure.
Can you take the thing that we just talked about and then air it again later in the show?
Yes, I can do that. I would happily do that.
Okay.
Yes.
We were just talking about this. It's very rare you get to talk about something that's so important and explain so much of life. And we're not kidding.
Yeah, no, it did. I was in awe because it's things that you know, but you don't know it like that.
Right. And so I'm just learning it too. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about what God is looking for. Does he test us? Like a lot of the stuff you're going through in life and difficulties, what is that? Like, what is he? So we talked about what that's for. Mm-hmm. If you missed it, you can listen to our podcast, but also re-air it a little bit later on in the show. Because honestly, we were like, that's what we want to use radio for.
Yeah.
In addition to animal stories, like animal stories and that.
Right.
Like to explain God, how God views us. And that's something I'm still learning, but it's such good news. Just a thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. They really appreciate what we do. Mike and Brian are pretty awesome. I've gotten to know them just a little bit, and I really, really like them. If you're interested at all, they like thinking creatively with you. Anyway, here's a phone number for Fellowship Home Loans. It's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Hey, if you're feeling a little bit draggy today, you're kind of down, a little slow on the draw, you need this. You know, okay. You need this. You know, this our Monday tradition, our song. You just got to sing along, guaranteed, even if you hate this song.
If you participate,
sing along, tap your foot. Yeah, totally. You'll love it by the end. Come on.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I've walked in darkness and clouds covered me. I had no idea where the way out could be. Then came the sunrise and rolled back the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Sing along.
I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord. I saw the light.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, right there. See? Works every time. Yeah, so I'm going back and I'm relearning stuff. And so, well, I'm also learning a lot of new stuff about the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And it's so consistent. Just never really got through my head before how consistently God hears somebody's cries. Like if they're really calling out to him, he hears it. Mm. He does not miss it. And some of the biggest stories of the Old Testament are because somebody's crying out, including like Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. There's people crying out because they're being exploited.
Yeah.
And he hears their cry, and he always does. And the reason I bring this up is because it says so much about him, but also in your own situation, if you're feeling desperate about something, you're going through, like, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Mm-hmm. Call out to him. And literally with your audible voice, if you have to turn us off, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, big deal. Please come back. But
it's worth it.
It's worth, yes. It. He'll hear you. He'll hear an actual, humble, genuine cry, and he will answer your cry. He is very consistent about that. Hope you had a great Mother's Day, that it was genuinely just fantastic. I saw this stat about what people call their moms. Mm-hmm. About half of us call mom.
Okay.
I mean, you call your mom, I call my mom.
Yes, I say mama too.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah.
Okay, 10% go mama.
Uh-huh.
7% use ma.
Okay.
10% say mother.
Okay.
12% still say mommy. Okay.
Ooh.
All right. I don't want to get judgy about this because
I can't even say I'm not getting judgy when I'm like, ooh.
You already tipped your hand.
I already did it. I did. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Because I was about to get judgy about the next one.
What is it?
And I shouldn't get judged. I really mean it.
Okay.
They just call her by her first name. I know, but okay.
Okay.
There may be, I don't know. I don't know what all the reasons are. I don't personally get that at all. Mm-hmm. I can't even conceive.
Yeah.
Calling I'll my mom it. Linda.
Hey, Len.
Hey,
you're swerving into the judgy part.
I know.
But we're going to get so mean.
But there's probably, and yeah, we are. People are going to be like, here's why.
Right.
And it's going to be painful story. And I don't mean to invalidate it. Anyway,
right,
why did I even bring
this
up? Yeah, sorry. People can drive you bazonkers, but you already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really get angry with people or your enemies. Or you feel like they're causing harm to other people. They're causing harm to society, maybe to you. You can watch them on TV. You can, it's just, there's people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so frustrating. And there's entire news networks devoted to getting you angry. Because they know that's ratings.
Yes.
Now, that said, if you're somebody who's a Jesus follower, he's telling us to love our enemies. Can you do it? Or is that some kind of impossible ideal? Because I've heard people say, he says that knowing that there's no way you can do it. It's just to show that you can't, like you're not, you fall short.
So Jesus did a whole banana in a tailpipe thing. I told you, but you can't do that.
I guess that's the idea.
Yeah,
no, I've seriously
ridiculous.
Heard that.
Yeah.
No, this is something we can learn to do.
And something he did and modeled for us.
Yeah, and told us to do it. We have to do it. But the biggest hurdle... There's one big hurdle to loving your enemies, and that's actually intending to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest one. The rest of it, we can learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways to learn. But the biggest hurdle is actually intending. Most people will never intend. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I have to love my enemies. I'm going to. So the other night was Saturday Night Live. Didn't see it, but Elon Musk was on.
I heard that. I did not see it either.
Yeah, he said that he was the first person to ever host a show who has Asperger's.
Okay.
He said that during the show.
Did you know that he had Asperger's?
Yeah, I've heard that before. But I've heard people think that he has Asperger's, but I've never heard him say he has it.
Okay.
But he's like, I'm the first person ever to show it. And they pointed out, actually, you're not. Dan Aykroyd years ago, the actor, comedian, was on Saturday Night Live. He has Asperger's.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wanted to jump in here and say, I'm the first person with Asperger's to ever host the Brandon Hanson Show.
That's true.
And that is a fact. You're going to pull up from the past.
That's so true. No, this person actually.
He hosted the Brandon Hanson Show and he had Asperger's. No.
That's a legitimate claim, Brandon Hanson.
I am the first one. We were just talking about getting frustrated with people. Maybe people in your personal life or people politically that drive you crazy or whatever. You can get angry with. It's hard to love your enemies. There's no doubt about it. But. You know what? Jesus' way of life is actually easier.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's easier. So he says, love your enemies. That's so hard. It is, but hating your enemies, you know how that goes? You know how that works out in your life? Mm-hmm. Holding on to hate. It's hard to forgive people.
You start to break down.
Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Yeah. That's a terrible burden to bear the rest of your life. Forgiving people, well, it's so difficult. They don't even deserve it. Right. It is hard. It's very, very hard. I've talked about that a lot, but unforgiveness... Living with that, way harder. You want to go through life like that, it'll ruin you. Thought this was cool. Turns out it's not. Houston's library, they're opening up this new library and they're letting people name it. I'm like, oh, cool, fun.
Okay, right.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come up with some ideas.
All right.
Now, they put in a little caveat there that they have a committee that's going to narrow down submissions from the general populace.
Well, sure, that makes it easier.
It does, but it takes away, they're not, Book Place.
Yes.
Is going to get.
That's going to get weeded out. Sure, absolutely.
The Center for People That Read Good. That's going to get shot.
Yeah,
down.
That's not.
You can't.
It's not going to make it past the committee.
Thought it was cool, but it's not going to be cool.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.